Coon Rapids Baird Crusader volleyball team finished up at 9-16 last year, going 4-6 in a very tough Rolling Valley Conference. Graduated six seniors off of last year's team and got a good group of kids coming back. Nice senior group coming back this year as well to be able to kind of build things around. Joining us to talk about the upcoming season is second year head coach Marissa Dembinski. And coach, good to catch up with you. How's the off season been?
Oh, not so bad. We had them all in some open gyms and working, so have got to see them over the summer, and it's been great.
What were some of the things that you focused on, key issues, key things that you wanted to work on this off season?
Mainly, we're really young, so working on just basic fundamentals early. So when we started practice, we didn't have to go so in-depth of that. And we had a good attendance of open gyms. We had about 20 out of our 24 girls attending. I think we got a good foundation laid.
Did that make the transition to fall practice easier for you, that you had a lot of kids in the gym this summer and able to focus on some of the things you wanted to?
Yes. We have a whole bunch of freshmen coming in. And so they know the things that I say, and they're kind of catching on to the lingo, and they're kind of starting to vibe a little bit. So it's been great.
Some teams set goals before the season. Are you one of those teams, and have you set them yet, or are you waiting closer until first game, first match of the year to kind of sit down with the team and figure out goals?
So we started off day one. We talked about our why. Why are we here? Why do we want to be at volleyball practice at 6 a.m. every day? And we had them set personal goals on day one. We just split up into teams today. So I think next week, early next week, we'll be breaking down into team goals now.
Coach, you've got some talented players coming back, and it's nice when you have players in key roles. You got Gracie Johnson, who was an outstanding setter for you last year, back. You got Lacey Davis, outstanding libero and back row player, back. So a couple of key players back in those two roles. Those two going to be the main leaders this year? Who are some other players that might have a chance to jump in and kind of help take that leadership role?
Yeah, those two definitely this first week have stepped up and not only been a vocal leader, but they've been leading by example. It's been really awesome having them. Lydia Hoffbauer, she's definitely going to be one of our leaders. Those three are pretty much taking over the roles. We got some young leaders too, a lot of sophomores and freshmen. So our upperclassmen are kind of taking over the vocal and leading by example. But those three are the ones that are kind of who everyone is looking towards when they need help or encouragement. Those three have been really doing a great job.
Last year, Gracie kind of split that setter role with Haley Halber a little bit. Going to go to a 5-1 this year, or do you have other players that are kind of stepping into that that setter role and able to go with the 6-2 again?
Yeah, so I've been preaching all week that starting Monday, we only had one person interested in setting, and that was Gracie. So I've been telling them I can't have Gracie set JVR, JV, and varsity. And I asked Gracie, I'm like, what grade are you in? I'm a senior. And so a lot of them, they've kind of come to the realization that, oh, that might be a spot that I'm interested in. Right now we're thinking a 5-1, but we're going to be slowly behind the scenes working on a 6-2 just in case we need that. And there is going to be a time later in the season where I think Gracie's going to be gone. So we have to prepare for that as well. So we've been working on a couple people who are not necessarily excited to set, but they are talented. So hopefully we can get them excited to do it.
Coach, when Gracie sets, who are the kids battling for the positions to be able to hit for? I think you mentioned one probably in Lydia Hoffbauer.
Lydia Hoffbauer and her younger sister, Aubrey, who's a freshman. Those two we're thinking would be outside. We got Malia Clayberg, who's also a freshman. Jaina Hoffman, she's going to be our sophomore. And Shelby Wiskus is one of our juniors. We got Kennedy Thomas. She's fighting pretty hard. And Maddie Mason, a freshman as well, fighting hard as well.
Do you feel comfortable with where you're at hitting-wise right now?
For where we're at right now, yeah. Week one, we got some inexperience, so we're working on trying to get them comfortable in their position, working really on footwork. When they get it, it's not quite consistent yet, but when we get it, it's pretty good. So I'm really excited to see them grow as the season goes.
Going to have a lot of players having to be, you know, six position play all the way around, or will you have some kids that you can rotate in and specialize a little bit?
My rough layout I have right now only has two playing all the way around. We have a lot of passers, so we have that luxury of being able to have our hitters just be hitters. But some of our hitters are our best passers, so we're going to utilize them as much as we can.
Let's talk about that back row. Lacey Davis probably going to be the leader. You mentioned that already. Besides Lacey, what are you anticipating from Lacey this year first? And then who are the other players battling for those at DS roles?
Oh, Lacey just gives 100%. There's sometimes she's like bleeding from her wrist because she's dived so much and her hip bones are all bruised. She gives 100% no matter what. So she's a really good influence to our other back row players, like showing them the way to dive, how it doesn't hurt as much. And she does a really good job of setting the example. We got Anna Hart back there. She's going to play some middle back for us. Aubrey Hoffbauer mentioned earlier, she's also play some middle back. Violet Johnson's going to play some back row. We got Brooklyn Burmeister. She's a freshman. She could see some time as well. So we're pretty set for our back row players.
Let's talk about the Rolling Valley. Always a strong conference. Booyer Valley won it last year with Woodbine right there. And then you guys kind of in that hunt most of the season. I know you guys typically contend in the conference. So do you feel like you've got a group that can do that? And how do you see the conference breaking down this year?
Yeah, we definitely have a group that likes to compete. If we have them playing little mini games, they go 100% try to win. So I think we're going to compete. Our conference is pretty tough when it comes to volleyball. I know we've had a lot of other schools lose some of their, they're like us, very senior heavy last year. I don't think we are overlooking anyone this year. Everyone is going to be a tough contender, especially because we're so young that we have to take everyone super seriously. So that's kind of our mentality going into it, that every game, there's no games off. Every game matters. Every team that we play is going to be a hard team. So that's kind of how we're going to approach all these games.
Your youth, the biggest concern for you guys this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I know a lot of them played varsity softball, so that's not so bad. But we had individual meetings today, and I was telling them that volleyball is kind of a different breed. You're in each other's face. It's very fast-paced, so they have to be able to control their emotions and bounce back really, really fast. So it's going to be a challenge, but I think the girls that we have, they're going to rise up to the challenge.
You guys have a busy first week of the season. You open up on that Monday, the 22nd, with Earlham. You got a triangular coming up later on that week as well. How do you like how your schedule lays out?
A lot different than last year. Last year it was a game, and then we had a tournament, and then we'd have a week off, and then a tournament. So we definitely try to get more games into the week, so it's not just tournaments. I like that we have a lot of tough non-conference games. We're going to get better by playing better teams, so I think that's going to be some great experience for our girls.
Well, I tell you what, Marissa, looking forward to the season. Should be a fun one. You got a great group of kids down there, and as you mentioned, they're going to work hard and they're going to give 100%. Always fun to be able to come down and watch you guys play. So looking forward to the season. Appreciate you joining us here today.
Hey, thank you so much.
You bet. Head coach Marissa Dembinski again with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. We'll come back with more of our high school volleyball preview show that's coming up for you next year on KCM.